The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
Now, if I started talking about a strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, I would be talking about who? Superman. It's not a trick question. Superman. Everybody knows Superman, right? So here's an important theological question. What can stop Superman? Kryptonite. Exactly. Superman, the tremendous force for good. Physical, mental, moral abilities are just enormous. Change the course of mighty rivers. Bend steel in his bare hands. Could fly. X-ray vision. He could do anything. And yet, all you need is just a little hunk of rock from his home planet, and he can be stopped. You get it? You don't have to be as strong or as fast or as smart as Superman to stop. All you need is a chunk of kryptonite. Now, enough Superman, let's get back to Jesus. Gospel this morning makes his way to his hometown, going back to Nazareth. Last week's episode, great teacher, able to raise this little girl from death. But he gets stopped in his tracks when he goes home. By what? Not kryptonite, but by their expectations. Did you hear it in the gospel? Where did this man get all this? What wonders are wrought by his hands? What wisdom has he received? Isn't he the carpenter, the son of Mary? And they took offense at him. See, they know his reputation. But that reputation doesn't fly when you come back home. They know where he's from. Probably watched him grow up. Probably ran around with his brothers and sisters, the whole family. They think they have Jesus all figured out. They have their expectations of what becomes of one from Nazareth. And they're not going to let Jesus step outside of any of those expectations. They have put him neatly in this little box, and he's not going outside of that box. They know who he is. They know what he's about. And the result? He could work no mighty deed there. That's their kryptonite. And at times, it's our kryptonite too. We get that same mentality as the Nazarenes, thinking that we have Jesus all figured out. We too place him in a neat little box. Know what he likes, what he doesn't like. Know what Jesus wants, what Jesus doesn't want. We know how he works. We know how he reveals himself. And he's not going to do it any other way than the little box that I've put him in. And he could perform no mighty deed there. My friends, we have to learn to let go of all those expectations. We have to learn to allow Jesus to be Jesus and allow ourselves just to be amazed by all that he does.